I keep seeing this thing about George Clooney in the movie. In a movie, and it's called Hail Caesar.
Yeah. Coen Brothers.
Yeah, and I thought, because I only see him dressed up as a gladiator or something, or somebody from the Roman Empire,
Senator
or whatever.
Or something.
Yeah, and it's, I thought, and I asked Randall, I said, is this what the movie's about? He said, yeah. Now I find out it's not, so.
No, they're actors playing that.
Yes, yeah. It's about Hollywood, which is kind of cool. And if you, I mean, I know a lot of people love George Clooney. A lot of people don't like him because he's good-looking and successful and it bothers you. So
come on.
What do you mean?
People don't like him because he's good-looking?
And successful. Really? Or whatever the reason is they don't like him. Yeah. I've heard people say, I can't stand George Clooney.
I thought everybody liked George.
I like George Clooney, yeah.
Me too.
But he's no Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I'll tell you that.
There's a guy it's hard to dislike as well.
But if you don't like him, then maybe you'll like this movie because he gets slapped around. Here he is. Josh Brolin gives him a few slaps. Oh. My machine's not working. Woody, pretend you're George Clooney.
Ready?
Ow.
Ow. Acting.
It's like I'm there on set.
Well, it's funny how that doesn't work. Yeah, no, I had a great clip of George Clooney being slapped around.
Microphones are falling apart.
Everything's falling apart.
Friday. Wow.
Friday. Okay. We need some sensitivity training. So
you do actually.
We're going.
You're on your own, buddy.
I don't know. You're the one who blurted words yesterday. Here's that clip I was talking about. Josh Brolin slapping George Clooney around.
Hey, you listen to me, Buster. Nick Skank in the studio have been good to you and to everyone else who works here. If I ever hear you bad-mouthing Mr. Skank again, it'll be the last thing you say before I have you tossed in jail for colluding in your own abduction.
Eddie, I would never do that.
Shut up. You're going to go out there and you're going to finish Hail Caesar. You're going to give that speech to the feet of the penitent thief and you're going to believe every word you say. You're going to do it because you're an actor and that's what you do. Just like the director does what he does and the writer and the script girl and the guy who claps the slate. You're going to do it because the picture has worth. And you have worth if you serve the picture and you're never going to forget that again.
So I guess George Clooney is, you know, the big Hollywood star, but he gets slapped around a lot.
Cool.
Yeah. Here's Josh Brolin talking about to Conan O'Brien about this.
The scene didn't exist before we started the movie, and I said to the Coens, who I've known for quite a long time now, I said, look, every woman where George has said forever, I'm a single man and I'll never get married, so any woman that's ever reacted to that negatively, and any man who's ever reacted to him because he's so good-looking, all those people throughout his career that have wanted to slap him, I thought, can I do it in this movie?
So there you go.
Nice.
That's a good reason to watch. Coen Brothers, they did Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
No Country for Old Men. Big Lebowski.
Great movies.
Yeah, amazing movies.
Barton Fink and...
I want to watch Fargo again.
Fargo?
Yeah.
Every time we bring it up, you say that.
I love that movie.
I hate it when Randall watches Fargo, though, because then he makes wood chipper noises for like the next 3 weeks.
Well, that's true. That's true. Okay. You'll have more on movies later in the show?
Yeah, probably not. Well, you gave me a shot earlier. This is what happens.
What do you mean I gave you a shot?
You threw me, you know. About swearing or something.
Oh, he's still upset about that.
Yeah.
So Randall almost lost his career with something he thought went on the air yesterday.
More about movies later. How's that?
Good.
Happy now?
Yes.
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.